This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's the number one phrase that you're not supposed to use? You know what it is? Well, I'm about to tell you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. Not me saying it. Write about it. Number one phrase you're not supposed to use. I could think of a lot of stuff. I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks and I lost my job at Fox. So that maybe that should be up at the top of the list, even though I tweeted the truth. But no, this phrase struck me as a little odd, what you're not supposed to say. And you know, there's a lot of stuff you're not supposed to say because we have this thing, well, we used to. It's called the First Amendment. They let you say whatever. And people just had to interpret. And language is so vibrant and it's such a, it got such quality chords to it. By that I mean, you could say the same, I could give 1,000 people the same line and none of us are going to say it the same. You know how many times a person in Hollywood will say a line in front of a mirror till they get it just right? They capture that feeling of it. You're operating on the fly every single day. And you know what? You navigate that minefield better than anybody until the leftists attack you and tell you, you can't say that, or you can't say that that way, or you can't say that to that person, but those people can say it to themselves. For example, the N-word. I could say it. Forget FCC and all them. I could say it in front of a bunch of white folks. I can say it to black folks. I grew up using the word. I still use the word. Kevin, it's such a gross word. Why do you say, man, please, I'm around people that we use that word, and it's loving. It's lovingly used. Don't try to tell me how to use words. I really appreciate, well, I didn't appreciate language until I became an author. I really didn't. I recognized the power of words, but I didn't think about it until I started having to put them together in these very harmonious ways where people want to read it to where they go, ooh, I get it. And you got to think about, don't be too complicated, Ben Shapiro, but don't be too dumb. Don't make people feel like, oh, now you're making it too easy on me. You got to find that common ground. But I love how words change based on so many things. How they're put together, even inflection or inflection. I remember when we started doing radio, a guy who was a radio buddy of mine, he said, Kevin, what makes a radio show different is if it's not monotone. If you're putting your personality into it. Another guy told me, Kevin, radio shows are different because it's your life. You're capturing your life every day. Every day you do a show, something came up. Something influenced the words that you're about to say for that day. And you could give me a different topic on a different day and I'm going to present it in a different way. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. But it's true. I will present it in a different way. I remember learning that Mandarin had inflections and word changes in its meaning. And it was only years later that I was thinking the same is true in English. I could say, hey, you. And you go, I could go, excuse me, sir. And you go, uh-huh. And I could go, excuse me, sir. That inflection is a completely different thing. One of them is very complimentary, very deferential. The other one's almost an insult. Excuse me, sir. But I remember when I was learning Mandarin, to go, ooh, you got to be very careful in how you say this or that. You got to be very careful in how you say it in English. And body language matters. All of it matters, doesn't it? So what's the phrase, Kevin? What is it that you're not supposed to say? You ready? According to John McWhorter, you should never use this phrase. It is what it is. He says, people say it when really what they mean is, I don't care. Now, McWhorter is an author, a linguist, associate professor at Columbia. And this is what he said to Bill Gates on his Unconfuse Me podcast. It is what it is. So he says you shouldn't use it. Well, what if somebody says something to you that's truthful? Like, Kevin, you don't seem to care about what other people think about you. And I go, well, it is what it is. Am I not supposed to say that? Look, I'm not going to belabor this. Do you know why this article intrigued me? Because it said, expert shares the number one common phrase to never use. And I thought to myself, well, who's the expert? By the way, John McWhorter is a very cool guy. I like the guy. Never met him, but I know his work. And I know a lot of people who know John. And I've referenced him in my books. But don't tell me what I can and can't say. It is what it is. It's words put together that can have whatever meaning you choose to have. If I were to say to you, I mean, I don't even want to go into the different things, but I can tell you this. I can make it is what it is something that people want to hear. Like if I were to say to, here I go again, another example. If I were to say, well, I love my wife, and somebody said to me, well, it is what it is. Is there anything wrong with that? Of course not. He goes on, he says, the first time someone said this to me was when something unpleasant had happened to me and he didn't care. And he says, well, it is what it is. He said, and I parsed it and I thought, what a gorgeously chilly way of saying your problems don't matter to me. Well, maybe that's not what they were saying, John. Maybe what they were saying is, what can you do about it? What? It's life. Things happen. There's a saying, SH, you know, whatever, happens, right? Is it really that? I mean, this is where we get into these interpretations, these interpretive things that bug me. Because I don't believe that, with all due respect to Associate Professor at Columbia University, John McWhorter, I firmly disagree with him. And how did that become the number one phrase not to say? I can think of a lot of things not to say. Number one common phrase. Who rated it? See, this is where my mind goes to work. My mind goes, I'm not buying this. I'm not buying the article. And by the way, I told you earlier, I do respect John McWhorter. He's in my books for some of the things that he said. On this, I don't know that I believe him. Says, you've probably heard the phrase before, even use it yourself. Typically in response to a problem or situation that can't be fixed or remedied, and therefore just has to be accepted. But it can come across as so passive that using it can erode the other person's trust in you. Would that phrase erode your trust in people? I'm just curious. Let me know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the Battle of Ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I gotta tell this story because I like to brag on my wife quite a bit, but she was at a retreat that my sister put together, and she goes there, and I'm, you know, checking in on her, see how she's doing, and anyway, she, you know, it was okay. It wasn't the way it was the first year, but she didn't want to talk much about it while we were away, but when she got back, she relayed to me a story that she met. It was a woman's retreat, and there were two men at the women's retreat. But they were transsexuals. They happened to be, and I'm using my finger quotes, married to each other. And they were in their 70s. And very interesting people. One of them taught archery. And the other was just there to be supportive of the mate. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This story is very interesting. You want to hang in for this. Trust me. So Melissa says it was the most insightful and interesting part of the whole thing. And she says, here's why. She says the one lady who taught archery, I forget their names, but she said she was kind of an effeminate. She goes, I don't know that I would have known she was transsexual. She was very much like a lady. But the other person who was her mate was like 6'2". And even though had been transitioned for a long time, still kind of had mannish, you know, the way she walked was mannish, and, you know, the features were more mannish, and just couldn't cover up the male aspect of what she was doing. But, and here's what's interesting, the women didn't seem to care. And, you know, it wasn't a topic of conversation per se, but Melissa had a chance to sit down and talk to these people. And it turns out the mannish of the two was a former military person. I don't know what branch. Served for decades in the military, had a family, wife and children, and was a stud in the military. And Melissa was saying that the father of this particular person, who at the time was a male, was a Navy SEAL commander. So you can imagine the type of life this young man led. And he says the lady, who male turned lady, came back and said, one day when I was a kid, he goes, I always felt like I was in the wrong skin. But he goes, my dad was a Navy SEAL commander. I got beat up one day, and my dad said, well, I see why, because you don't protect yourself. You know, in effect, said he was a sissy. So he said he got buffed, became blue chip athlete in every sport, ultimately went into the military where he excelled in the military. Think of Bruce Jenner in the military. All the toughest stuff, you know, I don't think he was Delta Force or whatever, but he was like, he was considered and rose, got full bird colonel, but knew something was wrong. And I'm not telling the story right, so, and my wife's very meticulous, oh, you got it wrong on this or that, but the gist of it is, at some point, and I don't know what age, but it was late in life, decided, you know what, I'm done. Talked to his wife, talked to his kids, said, here's what's going to happen, and that was that. Very supportive wife, ex-wife, very supportive children. And I said to her, I can't imagine being, you know, feeling that way. And, you know, let's say he transitioned at 40. Because, and it's one thing to get the family to commit. I mean, that's the most important thing, right? But then all those people that knew him in the military as a stud, and it reminded me of this. We were watching Major Crimes once, and Provenza's best buddy, one of his partners, became played by Jeff. Who are the guys? The two brothers, Bridges, becomes a girl, and Provenza can't take it. He's like, you know, and the guy goes, "Look, this is what makes me happy. This, I'm just giving you the backdrop of this. It makes sense. It'll make sense. Hang in there with me." So I was telling her, I can't even imagine that, because I just don't have any inclination of wanting to switch. But I said, I'm glad this guy did it, that he found happiness. He said he knew it. He knew it early on, but he just never wanted to face it. Now, I thought to myself, who would want to grow up that way? I mean, I wouldn't. So this is when I talk about the trans community. There are people that do feel that way. It may be weird to us, but they do. And here's a guy, he tried it. He lived it, and he got his family to accept, and probably many of his friends. And he's living his life. He's met the person that he's going to ride off into the sunset with now as a woman. But she goes, it was such an interesting thing to listen to somebody who was sort of the top of his game as a male, and as top of his game as a female. But here's where it got interesting for me. She says, he has no delusions. She has no delusions that she's a woman. She goes, I'm the closest that I can be to a woman, but I know in my heart of hearts, I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I know what it's like to be somebody who doesn't feel like being a man. And I'm telling you, these people were conservatives. They are not into the whole LGBT thing. Look, the reason why I'm telling you this is I believe this, we have an opportunity. And I also heard some pastors talking about this. I was listening to a religious program, and they were saying, you know, love the sinner, hate the sin.
But we are accepting, and they said the same thing. I would feel so bad having those emotions of feeling a particular way and not living it. And I think that it's the same thing that you deal with things in your life that aren't going well. Maybe you don't have the career you wanted, or maybe you didn't pick the right mate, or maybe you aren't being a good parent or a good mate yourself. And you got to come to grips with this idea that you're not being your authentic you, or the you that you want yourself to be. However that manifests itself, it's a horrible feeling. And I'm going to tell you right now, I felt it. As a kid growing up, not wanting to accept my dad and who he was, et cetera, et cetera. But look, these people, she said, how could you not love these people? No matter what they look like, no matter what they came from, they were like, look, this is just what makes us happy. And by the way, both fully transitioned, no game playing here. But the guy goes, I'm never going to have a menstrual cycle. I'm never going to understand the raw emotions of women and motherhood and things like that. But I know that this is what I want it to be. There's probably a lot more I could talk about with this, but that's the gist of it. And what I liked about it is my wife, we're both staunch conservatives, but and Melissa would describe herself as a libertarian when it comes to social issues, and I believe myself to be much the same. But the fact that she could sit down and talk with these people, and that's the most enjoyable thing she got out of it. I think more people need to know that we are interested in their stories, that we understand, and it's not judgmental on either of our parts. And I'm right a Reagan. Anyway, I don't know if this helped you, but I just thought I'd share it.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The impeachment inquiry against President Biden has made some moves this week. Lance Pry has more.
Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued four subpoenas and four interview requests yesterday.
The U.S. and China made it official, announcing that the president and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will meet next week for a summit that both powers say they want to keep their escalating rivalry in check. A military veteran has received the first ever whole eye and partial face transplant. 46-year-old Aaron James of Hot Springs, Arkansas, was working as an electrical lineman in 2021 when his face touched a live wire. After a 21-hour surgery, doctors are still not sure whether he'll regain sight in the eye. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
28-year-old Audrey Hale killed six people, including three students, after breaking into the Covenant School in March. And Audrey Hale is a transgender person, a transgender man, I believe, who became a woman, went by the name Aiden, and was previously a student at the school. And so this twisted little sister, whatever, to play off the band, decided to go in, shoot up his old school, and nobody wanted to tell us why. Why? Well, I think I know the reason. Because we can't go throwing shade on the transgender movement. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, this particular person wrote a manifesto. Now, we already know people that are going from one gender to another, they suffer from something, I think they call it dysmorphia, gender dysphoria. Anyway, it's one of those. And so there's already something wrong, and that's okay. Look, if somebody feels that way, I'm not here to cast aspersions. But what I will tell you is it does go deeper, because these people tend to have very high suicide rates. They're not happy people, and I can't imagine that you would be if that was what was going on in your life. So I feel sorry for him, and I've heard many people say the same thing. And I will tell you, I know there are people out there going, well, Kevin, who are you to, you know, put your feelings on? I'm a person. I'm an individual thinking the way I think. And I know I'm not alone. Are they weird? Yes, they are weird to me. But they're weirdly interesting at times. And if I've been around them, I don't care. So here's what I'm saying. If you can handle it and you can become a well-adjusted individual and that's what you want to do with your life, I don't care. I got too many things to worry about. I got chirrins. I got a teenager that I'm ready to get to choke half the time. I'm telling you, as Jay-Z said, I got 99 problems and that ain't one. I don't care. But when it bleeds over into society and suddenly we've got this crutch in society that says, oh, we've got to give special dispensation to these people that have this quirk, this freak, you know, thing that they have. No, I differ. And so what's happening now is they don't want to tell you what these people are doing. They don't want to tell you the everything is about glorification of this lifestyle. Nobody wants to tell you the truth about it. In doing this job, you got to research. You got to let people know what you're, you know, what, how, I mean, if you're going to dig deep and explain something and come to the conclusions that you come to about it, particularly if you're doing it objectively, which is what I do, because the reason why I started the Sphere was I want to look at things on a 360 degree orb. No point of view should be abandoned. It should all be looked at, no matter how crazy it is. And so when you put yourself into it, if you can handle it, you get into it and you say, what if that were me? What if that were one of my children? What if that were somebody I loved or cared about? What if it were one of my old friends? So that's what gives you perspective. And I do this all the time. I go to the other side. I go to the opposite side of the issue. Because that's how you learn. You say, what if I had to defend that? So Audrey Hale killed six people, including three students, from a school that he or she went to at the time. So there's already a pathology there. There's a history that led to this thing, whatever it is. And nobody wanted this manifesto out. A lot of people didn't anyway. But this manifesto was an hour-by-hour calendar of that tragic day that Hale called Death Day. And it included everything from getting dressed to eating breakfast to prepare for the attack to, you ready for this? Time to die. I'm a little nervous, but excited too. Been excited for the past 2 weeks. Can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm ready. I hope my victims aren't. How sick is that? I don't care. Look, transgender, whatever, doesn't matter. That's a sickness. The question is, what drove the sickness? We got all this anti-bullying. We got all these things that are supposed to be happening in academia. And why are these schools getting shot up? Why is this person actually giddy over the idea of going to shoot classmates that aren't even his or her former classmates? This person that aged out. What did that school do? What did this transition that everybody's wanting people to go through, what did it do? What role did it play? Will we ever know? Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Steven Crowder, he's a buddy. He found this manifesto. Somebody got it to him. He released it. And now people want to talk about it. He shouldn't have released it. It's terrible. They said the parents seek to shield their children from further harm and trauma, including the pain that would fester the rest of their lives if the shooter and their assailant is allowed to haunt them from the grave. This is the reason that they didn't want to post it. That's not the reason they didn't want to post it. Let me tell you, the reason leftists didn't want to post this is because they don't want to tell you that these disturbed, mentally ill people that drove this particular person to transition is the person that shot this school up and enjoyed it and wanted to do it. And I'm going to bet you something. If you look deeper into the pathology of this person, it was probably, who knows, how many of these people transition and then want to come back? Nobody wants to talk about that because that would not fit the narrative. If these people go, man, I did it, but I was forced to do it. I didn't want to do it. I can't believe I did it. Oh, my gosh. What have I done? I saw a story of a girl who said, I played the audio months ago. She said, if I had it to do all over again, there's no way I would have done it. And any adult in my life should have stopped me. They should have known what was going on. But you know what they don't want to do? They don't want to tell you. They don't want you to know. As the parent of a child, they don't want you to know that they're going to put your child on puberty blockers and chest blockers, you know, these chest pads, these things that keep your breasts from growing, things like that. They don't want to tell you. The other thing they don't want to tell you is the majority of these kids that are having any types of questions of sexuality are products of molestation. They don't want to tell you that because Democrats don't want you to look badly on molesting kids. They don't. They don't look badly on molesting anybody. So this is what this is about. The page they write when Steven Crowder released these three photos from the shooter's manifesto, a number of racial slurs targeted at white children. And the full itinerary of the tragic day that was labeled Death Day. Presbyterian pre-K through 6 private Christian academy. And so I don't really know what the Nashville Police Department, I heard they put 7 officers on leave because of this. I'm not exactly sure of the reasoning. I suspect it's because, to be honest, I don't even know. Is it because they didn't want to release this information, or maybe because it leaked out, or did, I think somebody might have sold it or something like that and other people knew about it? To be honest with you, that's not the story to me. The story to me is around the transgender thing. And it's becoming this, and I predicted this in my second book, which was titled Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. I said, anytime you take a special interest group, you give them special privileges. And then you stop telling people about it. So, for example, with black folks, it would be, back in the early days, it would be like, attack, inner city, carjacking, rape, torture, whatever. And they'd show a picture of the perp. And it would be, a black guy. And then another black guy. And then it got to the point where they wouldn't put anybody up. They wouldn't let you see who it was. They would say, an assailant did this, that, and the other. And they wouldn't give you the name because it would be Rayshawn Jones or something. So they wouldn't give you the name. They wouldn't give you a picture. And you got to the point where you knew, black guy. Because with a white guy, you'd have the picture and you'd have his name. Rufus Johnson from across the tracks, kill somebody, and it would be a white guy there, no teeth, looking like a crankhead. And they would tell you, but if it was a black guy, you can't get a picture up. And it's that way today. Is it true of that with Muslims? Yeah, same thing. Shooting occurred at a Christmas party where 7 Christians were gunned down. But police don't have any details yet. Bearded man seen leaving the scene. Bearded man of, who looked Mediterranean or Hispanic. That's what happened with San Bernardino. They wouldn't tell you. So it's becoming the same way here. Are we now to the point where the LGBT, we can't say who they are, that they attacked somebody or they killed a bunch of people, that they were not only that, racist and killed white folks? Is that not a hate crime? Killing privileged white folks. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
I saw this story about yikes. The owners of a Colorado funeral home were arrested after 200 decaying corpses were found improperly stored at their facility. And I thought to myself, is this the Biden family? Holy cow. There are dead bodies all over the place. I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton stuff. I'm talking about 20 LLCs, 155 suspicious activity reports. These are the equivalent of the dead bodies that the Biden family is leaving all over the place. And the FBI can't seem to find the smell. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. John and Kerry Halford, Biden, the owners of the Return to Nature Funeral Home were arrested on charges of abusing a corpse, theft, money laundering, and forgery, according to a statement from the DA for Colorado's 4th Judicial District. They were taken into custody in Wagoner, Oklahoma. Were they fleeing or what? He said, police first searched the funeral home located roughly 30 miles south of Colorado Springs in the town of Penrose on October the 3rd after receiving a report of an abhorrent smell. Okay, let's just break this into, this is the 40 people who testified against the Bidens that the FBI ignored. You know what I'm saying? Look, I know you're, this story is pathetic, right? I mean, you're listening to it and you're like, ugh, it's just nasty. It's no less nasty than exactly what was happening with the joke with the Biden family. 40 people smelled the bodies, went, look at these cadavers. They reported it to the FBI. The FBI did nothing. Now, in the case of John and Kerry Holford, well, you got to throw the book at them. An abhorrent smell. What they found inside was, quote, horrific. According to Fremont County Sheriff Alan Cooper, who declined to go into further detail. Yikes. I mean, can you imagine? roughly 200 bodies decaying. According to its website, Return to Nature offers green natural burial services, which allow bodies to decompose underground without the use of metal caskets or chemicals. It sounds exactly the way Democrats would describe something like this. They would sell you land on this and talk about how well it would fertilize your plants and foods and disregard the smell. I don't know if you've ever lived next to a an animal farm, a pig farm, or maybe where there's a dairy, something like that. It's a horrible smell. It's horrible. Not as bad as death. There's nothing, in my opinion, that smells worse than death. Even though there is a smell that's been tested that they say is the worst smell ever. And whoever smells it, they go, you immediately throw up. But the smell of death, it's still bad. It isn't as bad as this chemically created thing that will just, from what I hear, makes everybody instantaneously throw up. But it's bad. And what I'm telling you is this. The stench of the Bidens is easy to smell. I mean, we have the forensic record that Comer keeps talking about. And that, I hope, breaks in the next news cycle. Here's what I'm hoping. Because I'm beginning to lose faith that Comer has any more records from James Biden with the checks going to Joe. Even though I have suspected this, because that would be the smart play. But what I am hoping is that they've got something up their sleeves as to when they're going to let this information out. I hope the Republicans are bright enough to say, we got this. Kev, you just chill. We got them. Because Comer has me convinced that he's got them. I don't know. There's multiple videos and we've got audio, multiple audios. But here's the latest one that we had on that. And then we'll pivot back to this story about John and Kerry Holford, who have this humane way to let bodies decay that apparently stinks up the joint. And the FBI has the same program for the Bidens. They let the bodies decay. It stinks up the joint, but they don't seem to be able to follow the smell.
Yeah, they can't produce any documents because there aren't any. But at the end of the day, you know, they could probably manufacture something. But the point is still that Joe Biden, whether he was alone or not, got paid back by influence peddling. I mean, if you look at his brother's bank statements, as I have countless times, he didn't have any money in his checking account. The only money he got to write those two checks to Joe Biden was from influence peddling schemes. We traced one to the AmeriCorps Health where they said that Joe Biden could help them get money for the Middle East, and the other $40,000, which was 10% of the $400,000 that Hunter Biden got from the text message shaking down the Chinese operative. I mean, that is a fact. They cannot come up with anything to defend the fact that Joe Biden profited $240,000 from his family's influence peddling team. Now, they backed themselves into a corner, Rob, saying it was a loan because that's what it says on the memo line, loan repayment. It wasn't a loan. And it's just more evidence of the president not being truthful with the American people.
And it's also just the beginning of what I suspect you're going to find from the millions and millions and millions of dollars that this family has brought in from either companies here in the U.S. that are in distress or all of these shady actors or adversarial countries all around the world in this scheme. NBC is citing sources saying that Hunter and James Biden could get a subpoena as soon as this week. Wanted to get your comment on that. Hunter is demanding the DOJ investigate his former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, as well, claiming that Bobulinski lied to the FBI about his relationship with the first family in order to boost his own self-worth. Now, Bobulinski says that's entirely false. He's put out a statement saying he's ready to testify under oath along with Hunter, Jim, and Joe, adding, quote, they can name the date, time, and place, and I would certainly be willing to do that for the American people. The fact that Hunter is trying to somehow make Tony look like he's, you know, not credible, unreal.
It is unreal. Everything Tony Bobulinski said, if you go and look at every interview he's given, whether it be on TV or in books or in publications, everything said has panned out. 100%. 100% of what Tony Bobulinski said has proven to be true. Very little of what Hunter Biden has said has proven to be true. In fact, almost everything Hunter Biden said has proven to be false. Now, I like what Bobulinski came back and said. He would welcome Jim Biden and Hunter Biden to join him in a committee hearing to answer questions to the American people. I will extend that invitation on your show right now, Rob.
Yeah.
If the Biden family wants to join Tony Bobulinski in an official oversight committee hearing and answer questions that the American people have, then that invitation is open right now. They can come on and do that. But I will tell you this, Bobulinski, everything that he has said has checked out.
Well, there it is, the invitation by James Comer. But I want to pivot back to what we were talking about before, this decaying bodies that they found in Colorado Springs, near Colorado Springs. They said the practice of doing this is legal in the state of Colorado, but the law requires bodies that are not embalmed be refrigerated within 24 hours of death. Look, I'm just going to say this because I've dealt with dead bodies. I grew up on a ranch, as you guys know, big cattle ranch. And my brother and I, we ripped and ran all up and down that ranch every day. You know, hunted and did certain things. And here's what I'll tell you. You come up on a dead body all the time. Not humans, but dead animal. All the time. It's just, in the country, especially on 25,000 acres, you're going to find dead stuff. It's been predated or whatever. Coyotes got it. Bobcat got it. Or died of natural causes. Who knows? It's a horrible, horrible stench. You can smell it a mile away. I mean, the cops call it the it's when you know the smell of something. And so you know it. I can only imagine the funk fest that it was at this place. A 2,500 square foot building, they said, contained 115 of those bodies. Now, I don't know where the others were, because the total number that they got up to is 189. But have you lived in a 2,500 square foot house? Because I have. That is a lot of rot in one place. I don't know how you could stomach it. Anyway, they transported all the remains to the El Paso County Coroner's Office. They raised the number to 189 individuals that were prepared for burial, if you want to call it that, in this way. Now, pivoting back to Joe Biden. This is where we're going to end up with the Bidens. Whoever's supporting them. We're going to find out that all these dead bodies were being overlooked by the FBI, and you'll ask yourself, how's it even possible?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.